94 WIP breaking news.
What happened?
Yeah, it's not great. All right, Justin from Shams. Philadelphia 76ers All-Star Tyrese Maxey is expected to miss a couple weeks because of a right hamstring injury, sources told ESPN. Full evaluation coming later Thursday, but the sides are bracing for Maxey's absence. Sixers will take careful approach with the injury. All right, let's react here. Breaking news, of course, from WIP presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com. Today, Hugh, this the start of the season is a disaster for the Sixers in every way, shape, and form. The whole Embiid thing, we know he's coming back now after the suspension, but that will be, I guess, Tuesday night against the Knicks. Paul George is trying to get his legs under him. Last night he played well in the first half. Second half was, you know, not much, and they lose the game in L.A. But now they're without Maxey. They are a 1-6 basketball team that I don't even know what several weeks means. I mean, if they're going to be cautious.
Hamstring.
A month?
Hamstring. And you know, Max is a fast guy.
Yes, he is. He relies on his athleticism
his
and speed.
Yeah, man, that might be bad for us.
So, all right, let's conservatively say.
What a way to start the season.
3 to 4 weeks? Is that a fair guess?
Well, Sean said six. A couple.
We said several, right? Several?
We just all said couple, yeah. Tyrese Maxey's expected to miss a couple of weeks.
Okay, couple. So let's all right, go with two. Two. But they also said they're going to be careful. They
no,
have
but he's
to be.
A fast guy. He's a fast twitch muscle guy.
Between, so. Let's just say between 2 and 3 weeks. Right?
Okay,
that seems
fine.
Like a fair assumption.
It's probably going to be more like six, though. I hate to say it to you, but it's probably going to be. Because he's like not a whole lot of body fat. And they tell you when you pull muscles like that, the more body fat you have on your frame kind of helps heal the muscle. Oh, yeah, he ain't got that much body fat.
Well, I mean, I don't know how they get by. He's their best player right now. He's averaging 30 points a game. He's the offense right now as Paul George gets his legs back under him, and we find out whatever Embiid's going to do. Look, I know there's not been any sort of long-term panic because it's so early and such a long season, but, Hugh, this is as bad of a start to a season as any team that considers himself a contender could possibly have.
Yeah, and that's the unfortunate thing about it because you're talking about a team that was in the playoffs last year. Now you're off to the start that you're having, and you don't even have your big guns out there now. That's going to be tough to go to those games.
And won't for a while. I mean, I'm looking at the schedule here to see what they have over the next couple weeks. They have the Lakers on Friday. They have the Hornets this weekend. Embiid should be back for the Tuesday game, right? That's the anticipation, Embiid Tuesday against the Knicks. Then they play the Cavs, who right now are undefeated and have been the best team in the NBA so far record-wise. They go to Orlando. They play the Heat, the Grizzlies. This schedule, it's not like they're playing a bunch of cupcakes over the next, you know, 2 or 3 weeks. So it's he'll miss some games against some good basketball teams. They do get to see the Pistons and Hornets a little bit later in the stretch in the Bulls. So that's a little bit easier. But this is it's another blow in a season that has just had hit after hit.
You want the dramatic take?
What's
the
dramatic?
Of course.
This thing's over. This season is already not worth anybody's time and anybody's energy. What are we doing? They're 1-6 right now.
I know.
No end of this in sight now with their big three being together. Because Paul George gets out on the court, and they have no idea how to play with Paul George. Awesome. Whatever. That'll get fixed. Guess who else is coming back soon? Joel Embiid. Then you know what's going to happen there? They're probably going to suck for a little while because they need to figure out how to play with Paul George and Joel Embiid together. Then we got Embiid who's going to miss a game in a back-to-back, right? Or what they were talking about. The new norm is him taking extended periods off this year.
25 games.
And then who knows about Paul George's health? And now with this Maxey hamstring, a hamstring don't just magically disappear.
Don't. And Hugh's right. He relies on his speed.
That's this
his
is game. Over.
All right, we had a new ballpark, the number. How many games do Embiid, George, and Maxey play together before?
25.
25.
Listen.
I don't even know if it's that much, honestly.
I go back to the afternoon show when they did the math and being optimistic before we had all the information that we have now. They said half, like 45.
No shot.
None.
No shot.
None. So I said, that's why, you know, I did my quick math. 25. All together, 25. Together, all three of them on the court at the same time. 25 games.
Yeah. I'm declaring the season over.
Well, I'm not ready to go that far, but I will put them now in this realm. They're going to be a play-in team. I mean, they're going to be a play-in team. We're going to be watching them in the 7-8 game again and hoping they make it in, and then they're going to face Boston or the Cavs, who look like they're running off to a 50-something win season in the first round. So that's where we're at. It's been as tough of a year as you can imagine to start the season for the Sixers. The news is Maxey's out. Couple weeks, Sixers are going to be cautious. I kind of knew he was in bad shape when he went out of the game last night. But to come out of it, NBA players don't usually leave games unless they're hurt.
Mm.
Like, football players, it's very precautionary. Let's go get it checked out. Basketball players, because it's not contact, you just kind of keep going unless you can't
keep
move.
Keep pushing, yeah.
And he obviously had the hamstring issue. All right, 2-1.
25, Joe.
25 total games combined with the
25
three of them.
Total games combined.
And how many games are they going to win this season?
I don't have that
45?
Number.
43?
Well, they're going to be a playoff contender somewhere around there. They got to win a few games.
Well, a few, yeah. You would hope. I mean, to be in a play-in team, you probably only have to win, what, like 38, 39, 40?
Yeah, something like that. They'll probably, yeah.
Oh, God. All right, 215-592-949. Back to the phone lines on Sirianni. And, of course, ComboCon, we are looking for the bad combinations. We had some good ones so far. Oil and water.
That's a good one.
Yeah, we had, alcohol and political conversations. That was a good one.
The Sixers and joy.
The Sixers.
Oh, nobody mentioned that one.
No, you just did.
You took
you
a big
answer.
One off the board. That's a good one. Spike and OG Wade. True Eagles fans spending time with Cowboys fans. Texting and driving, which was a very, and that's a serious one, but it's a good, bad combination. All right, 215-592-949. For our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. I'm curious where the people came down today on Sirianni. Are the Eagles winning in spite of Nick Sirianni? 69% said yes. That is a significant amount of people.
But is it a surprising amount of people?
No.
This town hates Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, they do.
Hate? Hey,
but yes. it's from
yes.
Kyle, but it's from his own doing, though, man.
I
believe that.
No, that's fine. I don't necessarily disagree with that, but I don't think a lot of it is warranted.
Oh, I think it goes back to this for a lot of people. You don't. Some people, you can't recover when he yelled at the crowd.
Correct.
I mean, that's the nail in the coffin. And
some people can't recover from the simple fact when he had his press conference here first.
Yeah, like it was an uphill climb from day one.
Yeah. It
took a Super Bowl appearance for us to really get past that one. Yeah, I get it.
It wasn't even getting past it. It was just sort of laying off of him.
Laying low.
Because then as soon as something happens, everybody stuck his hand out in the Super Bowl and Hurts had to put it down. Like, it's people compartmentalize those things.
They do.
It's the same thing for example, Marcus Hayes. Nobody likes Marcus Hayes. And that's why it's so easy to hate on him like you do, because you don't like him.
To be,
I like him, though. He eyed me.
To be fair.
Nobody like him.
And I'm not, this is not about the Hayes column on Embiid. When you're a columnist, you're generally going to make everyone annoyed, right? Because a columnist has to be very pointed, and a lot of times you're telling people, you know that player you think is good, you bought his jersey, actually sucks.
But you know
sucks.
What, though? I can honestly say that there are columnists here that wrote stories about me that I genuinely like, even if they did write a bad story. Like Les Bowen, I like Les. I like the fact that Les is very honest, and you know, he tells it like it is.
I got to pull up
Mark
an old
Echo.
Les Bowen.
Mark Echo.
I know
Ruben
Mark.
Frank. Ruben Frank Mark. Was one of those guys. I mean, some guys you just have a mutual respect for, and it's like they're just cool. It's just that Marcus is like, I like Marcus, but Marcus tend to rub people the wrong way.
Mm, I'm trying to find an old Les Bowen story ripping Hugh Douglas. That'd be fun to read out loud. All right, let's go to the phone lines here.
Why you got to read it out loud, Joe?
That would be great. That'd be great. All right, let's go to Chuck and Manor. Hey, Chuck.
Yo, Gillio, what's the dealio here?
What's up, man?
Hey, Chuck.
Another day. Hey, listen, man. This Sixers season, consider it, declare it, done. We're done. That's over.
Feel like it.
You know what I mean? It's over, man. You know, they'd be lucky to make the playoffs, man. You're talking about contending with Boston. Are you kidding me? You know, I blame everything on that 7'2" tub of lard, loser
tub
of a player,
so
Joel
strong.
Embiid. Yeah. He's a sack of potatoes, man, because he's a nothing. You know what I mean? And, you know, he spiraled this whole season down the drain. Everything about him. You know what I mean? He'll never give us the opportunity to come out the gate 10-0. You know what I mean? Or something like that. Because he's just a loser, man. You know, he went over and played in the Olympics, knew that he had a bad knee, and still came here and didn't start the season right. You know what I mean? And this Maxey injury, you know, the Sixers being handcuffed, you know, as an organization, you know, our fans supporting this organization for many years, and this is the give back you get to us. I am ashamed right now to be a Sixers fan. I don't even buy any Sixers gear. I don't want to wear the gear I got. I won't come down to another Sixers game until Joel Embiid is out of here. And my biggest hope is that he wakes up one day and have an epiphany and say, you know what? I don't want to be a Sixer no more. I don't want to be in Philadelphia no more. I just want out. And he just demands and begs his way out of Philadelphia. That's the only way that the Sixers will let go of Joel Embiid. I blame the Sixers because they won't trade him, and they never thought about trading him. But this thing is just toilet water. This whole season is sewer water, okay? The Sixers are done. And I'm just ashamed, man. I'm ashamed because I love this organization with the bottom of my heart. You know what I mean? And you know what? Just move to Camden. I don't care no more. You know, we ain't got a new franchise here. You want to keep riding this wagon of this 7'2" bum. You know what I mean? I don't deserve to be a Sixer. You know what I'm saying? I blame everything on him. Everything that's going on right now on him. 1-6 start. We are a disaster fire right now.
They're the worst team in the NBA right now, record-wise. The worst team in the league.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
It's crazy, Joe. And here, how do you keep that? Listen, I'm telling the fans right now, you need to keep our hard-earned money in our pockets and empty those seats. I don't give a damn if Joel Embiid come back. I don't care if he comes back. Who cares about that circus show that they try to roll out every year? He comes back. Oh, yeah, now we're going to go to a championship, and we still wind up losing in the first or second round like we're going to do this year. Because if we do get in the playoffs, it's going to be a play-in game, and you might as well consider it done. Because by the time we get to the playoffs, we have to play the Boston Celtics, and they're eliminating us in four games. So this thing is over. You know what I mean? Scratch it. I wish Sam Hinkie was in charge again so he could just eliminate everything. You know, these guys don't have the guts to trade this guy out in town. Get him out of here, man. And let's start over, man. This thing is not getting any better. It's not getting any better. It's just getting worse. He's a dark cloud over the 76ers. He's a loser, which we bring loser juju to the 76ers organization, to the fan base, to Philadelphia. He's a disgrace.
Yeah, we're on a hamster wheel, Chuck. We're on a hamster wheel. Unfortunately, it's a hamster wheel of the Sixers.
The hamster wheel was crazy.
It doesn't change. Chuck, what do you got for us? Bad combo.
Man, I'm going to say, you know, liquor and no food. Here, you got to get the wings with the beer, man.
Chuck brought a good one.
Nah, Chuck, I like that. You need the food with the liquor.
Nah.
And then you can keep having the liquor. The food is just kind of the base.
Nah. No, I just want to take the liquor and not the food, because I'm trying to get somewhere quickly. I don't need food to be getting in the way of that. If I'm drinking, I'm drinking. Like, that's just how it is.
You also have to eat. Most people have to eat.
No, I eat tomorrow. Yeah, if I'm drinking my dinner, I eat tomorrow.
I got to give you a little tip on this, though. Or at least maybe you understand the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have a stronger base you could hold your liquor. Like the rest of us, I need to eat, otherwise I'm just going to fall over after a handful of drinks.
If I get drunk, I'm just going to sing karaoke. I'd be a lot more friendly, or I'll probably fall. Well,
don't lie to everyone. You'll be right asleep.
Living in this big blue world. I probably will fall asleep.
Karaoke night with the Midday Show could be a thing.
That would be fun. I don't know what it all depends on what is our music catalog. We have to have a diverse
catalog. Well, on this show, we have a very diverse catalog.
Yeah, we got to have a diverse catalog of music. Definitely that would be in part of it. He's bound to die.
He's bound to die.
That song is great. The greatest movie in life was Smokey and the Bandit. You ever seen that? You've seen it, right?
I've seen Smokey and the Bandit, yeah.
Sally Field was kind of fine back in the day.
Sure, she was, yeah.
Oh, she was fine.
There is like an Eagles playlist that we could put together here with.
For our trip?
Yeah.
Right? As long as the coach doesn't screw this up, we got it.
We're going to Louisiana.
On our way.
That was kind of like more of the Vegas deal.
No, the whole thing. How long is this trip down in Louisiana? We're going to be on that bus for like...
Yeah, we might have to just play these three songs on repeat.
Ooh, no, not that one right there, probably great after a while.
No. If they're in the Super Bowl with Sirianni, this is going to hit, Hugh. You come on.
That one probably are great.
All right, let's go to the phone
just
lines here.
Bit.
And then we got to hear what Colin Cowherd said about Sirianni and the issue the Eagles have at head coach Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Oh, not too much. I'm changing my bad combo as we speak, but I'll wait.
I think it's us singing, isn't it? I could kind of feel what's happening here.
No. Nothing to do with that. is it possible to run an ownership out of town with the Sixers?
Ooh, I'd like to try. Yeah, I mean, people always accuse us of running players out of town. If we can run Josh Harris out of town, then we're on to something here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with Embiid, but it's a mess. It's just such a mess, and they do nothing. But anyway, back to Sirianni. No, I don't think they're winning despite him. I mean, all these plays that are being called, he's saying, in my mind, I don't know anything, obviously, but he's saying, this is what I want to do. We're going for it. We're not going for it. He's not calling the actual play, is he?
I don't think
we don't know.
Yeah,
we don't know that.
If I had a guess, Andy, I would say most of the time he's not. At times he's said he has, but I would guess most times he's just saying go for it, and then Kellen makes the call.
Yeah, I think the times he says he has, it's just because he's taking the bullet for a bad play, you know? Because
it might be. Andy, you're right. I mean, the one thing that we've noticed so far this year is he hasn't really come out and said he called any of the good ones, right? He's just kind of, you're right, he probably is just trying to take the heat off of Kellen for the bad ones, but it muddies the water and, like, what is going on over there?
Yeah, I don't think he's the problem. I mean, theoretically, is there really even a problem? They're 6-2.
So, no, I mean, big picture, wins and losses, there's not. The problem seems to be a lot of these in-game things that have changed these games, that have made it closer. They're not going... Like, think about it. The Saints game, the Falcon game, and this past game are all games everyone after the game is like, what did he just do? Now, they won 2 out of 3, but
right.
Is that going to continue if he keeps messing these things up?
Yeah, I think it's the play on the field that's the issue. Everybody's going to make mistakes, but yeah, it making that decision to go for two twice, I didn't love it, but I get what they're saying, that's just what the analytics say. And that actually kind of brings me to something else, the whole thing with Jaylen not practicing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think there's analytics involved there too?
In terms of a load management kind of thing?
Yeah. It's
maybe.
Just like, okay, well, this is what it says. I mean, Chip Kelly brought that to the league with the player, the sports science, the nutrition, how much you should play. I'm sure that's not just, it doesn't necessarily mean he's hurt. It's just trying to keep him protected for the long run.
Maybe.
It could be. Well, and Andy, it's one of those things where it might be. They just haven't done it before. Like, he's been here last year or the year before.
It's something new.
Yeah, we just have never seen him healthy and have a rest day. But we'll see. Hopefully it's nothing. All right, Andy, give us your bad combo.
Okay, and then, Hugh, I just want to mention, I don't really need these rocks glasses. I got tons of them. So, hey, if it helps you decide, you can have mine.
What?
He's giving you the rocks glasses.
Are you talking about the...
He's sharing with you, yeah.
You talking about the what you call glass we were talking about earlier?
Yeah, he's got an extra, he said.
Oh, no, dude, we're going to... I really appreciate that. But we got these on lock. We got some coming.
No, you keep yours, Andy.
Yeah, I appreciate you, though. Really, seriously, I do. I really appreciate that.
Anyway, while I'm sitting here on hold trying to help my mom figure out how to reconnect to the internet, it's my mom and technology is the bad combo.
That's a good one. Yeah,
my mom could be anybody's mom or whomever you're dealing with. It's an old person.
You know what, Andy? That's a good one. I think a lot of us, depending on your age, if you're in your 30s, 40s, as parents start to get to their whatever 70s, 80s, that's probably a lot of that.
Yeah, it's earlier
technology
than that.
60s?
No, like
50s?
This guy Hugh can't even get his volume down. Every day, leaves his phone and goes through our mics here.
No, every day, because it's like, it's like I open my phone and it'll go, like I need to get a new phone, because it jumps around and does willy-nilly
stuff.
We're
blaming the phone.
User error.
I keep saying that, but it is, it's the phone. Just like for me, like since we want to talk about it, like I've been melting soap and the soap melter thingy
hasn't been
working.
But again, it might be user error.
No, as a matter of fact, while we're talking about it, I need somebody to help me with this soap thing, because I'm using the wrong products, obviously, because I'm burning a lot of soap.
I just want to know, does your phone volume button work?
Mine? Yeah. It's
User error.
No, it does. Sometimes it works.
You hit it a few times and it gets low.
I keep burning this soap. I keep burning my soap, man.
Hugh, you could just buy soap. No, I know you want to do
kinda,
this, but...
I got the molds.
Okay.
I got the molds. And I want to make soap.
No, he seems dead set on the making process. That sounds like it's cathartic for him. Like that's fine, right?
Yeah, it is.
Some people like to cook. Some people like to be cooked for.
Some people like to make soap.
I
want to
make soap, but I keep the cauldrons that I'm getting, I don't know where I need to get a good one.
I just think we're deflecting
and
from the issue.
That
of
I've been
phones.
Getting. The ones that I've been getting don't work that great.
This is a filibuster.
This is being deflecting.
What are you talking about?
You're filibustering.
No,
about
I'm not.
About your
I'm
phone.
Just saying. I felt we were talking about user error, and I just felt like this was a great time to talk about soap.
I think what he's trying to deflect from is this. The call came in, bad combos, old people, technology.
Yeah. And I felt attacked.
And then you filibustered.
It spun back to how old you are, and you don't want to admit it.
I feel attacked. Yeah. I feel attacked a
All
little
right.
bit.
Dinosaur. Okay, let's hear. Can we hear from Cowherd? Let's play Cowherd. Talking about Sirianni earlier this week.
There is a way in this sport to coach a game, A, when you lead, and B, when you lead with a clearly better roster. Detroit did that yesterday. You just step on a team, you eat the clock, you don't take risks. That was Detroit against Green Bay, the better team. That's what Philadelphia is doing. It's just crazy, unnecessary risks when you have the better roster and a lead. They're starting to win in spite of their head coach. And again, the dice are rolling their way because they're so absurdly talented. They have a great general manager, Howie Roseman. But this stuff doesn't last in the playoffs.
It doesn't. I agree with him on that. Like, and there's a time and a place, Hugh. That's what we've been saying a lot this week. You're playing the Lions. You're playing the Chiefs. You got to maybe push the envelope because they're scoring and you got to keep up. All right. I think everyone's okay with that. That some of those decisions Sunday were not necessary.
It was an unnecessary decision.
Against
yes.
the Jaguars.
That didn't move the ball.
No, just it was not necessary. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here. All right, when we come back, you'll hear from Jason Kelce, what he said this morning, some stuff on Sirianni, and what happened with the tush push on Sunday. You hear from Jason Kelce coming up, your phone calls on Sirianni, reacts to the Tyrese Maxey news, and bad combos for CombOcon. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.